This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I am your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist. And I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about what a narcissistic person will possibly do if they see you happy with someone else. Okay, oh goodness gracious. This is going to be, pop my neck. Okay. Fingers pop, neck pop, let's get it, because this is going to be a very triggering episode for me. So, narcissists don't want to see you happy with anybody else. I'm going to just go ahead and cross it up. If you're dealing with a real, true narcissist, there is not, I'm being real, I know I'm laughing, but it's not funny. They don't want to see you happy. Sometimes they don't even want to see you happy, even with them. So, there is no way in hell they're going to want to see you happy with anybody else. Think about it from that perspective right there. Sometimes they don't even want to see you happy with them. Sometimes they get pleasure from hurting you and putting you through pain. So if they don't want to see you happy with them, do you think they want to see you happy with anybody else? Of course not. So typically, if y'all have been broken up, it doesn't matter how long y'all been broken up. If a narcissist sees you happy on social media or whatever, or y'all bump into each other in public or whatever, typically, they're, other than trying to do a voodoo hex on you or whatever, putting some magic curse on you to get you to come back to them or for your praying for your relationship downfall, they're going to try to be an active participant in making your new relationship or your new happiness be a downfall. They're going to try to bring it down. Even if you're not happy with anybody else, even if they see you happy online posting stuff, being happy by yourself, they're going to want to disrupt your happiness. So you don't even necessarily have to be in a new relationship for a narcissist to try to ruin your happiness. You can be by yourself posting your happiness. If they see your happiness, if they sense it, you know, if it's like, oh, my ex is happy, and they'll come back into your life. It's like a sixth sense. They're like, you're happy, aren't you? I know it's been four years without me. They'll swoop back into your life. Why when I was happy, they came back into my life and they ruined my life? First of all, you control access to your life. You do. You can shut the door of access to your life at any time. You don't have to allow, I don't care how long it's been. I don't care how long. It's been 5 years since we dated. I thought they had changed, but they didn't. They sensed that you were happy. I was doing well. I was peaking in life. Once I got out of that first time relationship, I was studying. I got my degree. I bought a house. I bought some cars. You know what I mean? I was doing my thing. I was by myself for a little bit. I dated here and there. I was just chilling. I was happy. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, here comes my toxic ass ex back into my life to ruin my happiness. Of course, I let them back into my life, and they just ruined my happiness. They brought me back down to levels I didn't know. They brought me back down to the depths of unhappiness. That's what they did for me. They brought me back down to the depths of me being unhappy. I was back to being unhappy again in my life because I allowed this person to come back into my life. They came back into my life and brought me back down to the depths of unhappiness. I got back on my ex, and they said, I know a place. And they took me to hell. Now, stop allowing people back into your life to ruin your happiness. I'm just telling you. They will come back into your... They will see that you're happy. I'm telling you, it's like a sixth sense. Either you're posting it online, or they hear it through the grapevine, or they sense it, and they just get curious of what you're doing in life, and they reach out to you. They'll see that you're happy overall, and they can't fathom you being happy without them. Some of them couldn't fathom you being happy with them. Honestly, to be real, some of them couldn't fathom you being happy with them. So without them, they don't want you being happy. Like, y'all, they don't want to see you happy. If you're dealing with a narcissist or a toxic person, you think you've been dealing with a narcissist or a toxic person, and y'all break up, and they're like, I just want to see you happy, even if it's without me. Lie. lie, even if it's without me, even if it's without me, includes themselves. They include themselves. I want to make you happy. Sometimes y'all, you give them the opportunity to make you happy and they make you sadder than you ever been in your life. You know what I mean? But I tell people, if you're dealing with narcissists or toxic people, understand that this is it right here for you. Understandably so. Like, they're going to mess with you. They're going to convince you. They're going to manipulate you and things like that. They're going to convince you that they've changed. If you are in a new relationship, they're going to reach out and wish you the best sometimes. They're going to be, it's going to be some manipulation. And this, y'all, I've talked to too many people over Zoom and to let you know that this is true. It happens all the time. It happens more times than you think. Not all the time. It happens more times than you think. That you will have moved on and you are in a seemingly happy new relationship. Your toxic ex reaches out and y'all leave the happy new relationship to be back with the toxic ex.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You get treated terribly. I thought they had changed. We rekindled the flame and blah, blah, blah. And I got treated terribly. You left a good relationship, but you said you were happy to be with your toxic ex because y'all had history. I'm just telling you. And then a lot of people are going to look at that situation. Well, you kind of deserve that one. Did you not? You left a happy relationship to be with your toxic ex who treated you terribly. Yes, they can be convincing, but stop entertaining toxicity from your past. I don't give a damn how convincing they are. If you're in a happy new relationship or you're happy by yourself, I don't give a damn how convincing your toxic ex is when they reach out to you. If they reach out to you, I don't care how convincing they are. You don't deserve them back and don't allow them back into your life because they see you at a peak and they want to take you down a notch. Oh, you think you can be happy without me? Let me bring you back down to reality. Oh, you put yourself on a pedestal? Let me knock you off that pedestal. They don't want to see you happy, y'all. Let's be realistic. A real, true, authentic narcissist does not want to see you happy and gallivanting and skipping along by yourself. They don't want to see that. I'm just being real with you. They don't want to see you happy with anybody else. Some of them don't even want to see you happy with them. Again. So if they see you happy in a new relationship, sometimes they'll try to ruin your new relationship. They might try to fight your new person. They might try to embarrass you in public. They might try to say, take care of this one. This is a good one. I can't believe I let this one go. They're going to try to sneak back into your life one way, shape, or they're going to reach out to one of your friends or whatever, your ex, a mutual friend or anybody. If y'all have mutual friends, I'm telling you, sometimes it won't be direct contact. They'll reach out through one of y'all mutual friends. Hey, your ex asked about you. Wow, really? Lee asked about me? What did he say? He just saw you on Facebook, whatever. You looked happy. He was happy. He said you looked happy. He was happy for you. He regretted how he treated you. And then here you go. All you want to do is hear me say sorry. So if I just happen to reach out or I send your friend request, I'm meticulous. I send your friend request a couple weeks later. You accept my friend request because I wish you happiness. I wish you happiness through your friend, right? I wish you happiness through your dad or your mama, whoever I reached out to, through your brother, your sister, whoever I reached out to, through your coworker. I wish you happiness. Wish you nothing but happiness. And I regretted how I treated you. But guess what? Now I send you a friend request a couple weeks later on purpose, and you accepted it because originally you wouldn't have accepted it, but now you do. You accept it, and now I'm back into your life. I don't reach out immediately. You might reach out to me. And guess what? I just send you a friend request. You reach out to me. It's like, hey, how you doing? And now we're talking again because now you initiated the talking. I didn't initiate the talking. You did. So now you're at my you're at my will. You're my beck and call now. Now I have you under control. Now my eyes got wide. I was under control of that. have I done that before? Maybe not. Memories. But yeah. That happens sometimes like that. It happens exactly like that, y'all. Yes, I have personal experience with that, the exact same thing. That's how I know it happens. I know it happens like that. I'm just telling you, people plan things out. And I know y'all will look at the video like, Lee, you're a sociopath. You plan that out. Like, you plan stuff out like that. Sometimes. But yeah, you have to empower yourself to let you know that there was no goodwill coming from me reaching out. There is no goodwill coming from a narcissist reaching out. There is absolutely no goodwill. There is no good intentions. There's no good nothing coming from that. So you have to empower yourself. You have to stay as strong as you possibly can. And you have to realize that your happiness is dependent upon you. Don't let that, like, if they are, this is so simplistic. They are your ex for a reason. That's how they say it. They're your ex for a reason. You know what I mean? They are your ex for a reason. They absolutely are. Don't allow them access to your life again. Don't. You control access to your life. I don't care how long it's been, y'all. I don't care if it's been 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 years, 10 years. They are your ex for a reason. Time does not, look, that's how narcissists do. Narcissists see time, past time, T-I-M-E, as an apology. Time is not an apology, y'all. It's just not. Past time is not an authentic apology. It's just like, well, hopefully enough time has passed by for me to just reach back out to you. Gotcha. And then they get you. Gotcha, gonna get you. You know what I mean? So stay empowered, stand in your truth, and don't allow them access to your life. You control access to your life. Anyway, let me wrap this thing up. Austin, Texas, the weekend of October the 15th. We're aiming, we're gunning for it. You're going to see a little bit more information coming here soon. I'm still doing one-on-ones over Zoom. If y'all interested in those, the link is in the bio. Austin, Texas might actually be a live in-person speaking event. We might be doing one-on-ones in person. We're going to do like a panel discussion, live Q&A with limited access. So that's going to be a special, you know, live Q&A with limited access, limited seating. So it's going to be, yeah, I'm telling you. Psychologist, therapist, me, Ben, the whole group is going to be there, y'all. It's going to be a great event. Stay tuned for more details. And as always, like and subscribe for more. Mental illness is out. Peace.